I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes celebrate providing their own health care with the fifth anniversary of the Oyate Health Clinic, and the Oneida Nation in New York hosts World Lacrosse Championship Games. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Oyate Health Clinic in Rapid City is celebrating 5 years. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports, officials are marking the beginning of the clinic when tribes exercised Indian Self-Determination Act laws to provide their own health care. This week, tribal members are hoping to persuade U.S. lawmakers to revive a program that compensates people who are exposed to nuclear fallout and uranium mining. The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act is particularly impactful for the Navajo Nation, where uranium mining was critical in the making of the atomic bomb. Spokesperson Justin Ahostine recalls the story of one person's battle to get help treating cancer. Under the RECA program, those who qualified received about a third of the cost of cancer treatment. Members of several tribes, including Navajo Nation, Laguna Pueblo, and Zuni Pueblo, raised funds to travel by bus from New Mexico to Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin and Navajo Nation Council Speaker Crystalyn Curley are joining a group of U.S. lawmakers Tuesday for a press conference. They're urging House Speaker Mike Johnson to hold a vote on the legislation. Lawmakers say it's been more than 5 months since there was a bipartisan vote to strengthen the RECA program. The Oneida Indian Nation in New York is hosting 4 games featuring world men's and women's lacrosse teams. The 2024 World Lacrosse Box Championship Games are being held Tuesday at the tribe's Mary C. Winder Community Center. The new 90,000-square-foot center is expected to welcome thousands of people for pool play matchups. The games will be broadcast nationally. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.